Hey guys, what's up? It's been a while. But guys, the New York Giants signed they went huge again by signing a guy that I wanted on the Giants for a long time. The Giants signed Adoree Jackson from the Tennessee Titans. So look it. Big Blue reached a deal with cornerback Adoree Jackson, a source confirmed, filling a big hole on the team's roster. The deal is for 3 years and $39 million with $26.5 million in guaranteed money, according to a source. Jackson visited the Giants on Sunday into Monday before agreeing to the deal. Giants players made a recruiting effort. Giants safety Logan Ryan, a former teammate of Jackson's in Tennessee, even flew into to take him to dinner on Sunday night. Jabril Peppers also took to Twitter to recruit Jackson. Jackson's really young. He's 25 years old, was released by the Titans last week after four seasons. They drafted him in the first round out of USC back in 2017. Jackson is going to give the Giants, obviously, a starter opposite from James Bradbury, something they lacked last season. Jackson was scheduled to visit the Eagles on Monday night, but canceled that visit when the Giants locked him up. This move obviously comes 2 days after the Giants signed wide receiver Kenny Golladay. To a 4-year, $72 million deal. Golladay was considered a top free agent receiver. They also signed defensive lineman Leonard Williams to a 3-year, $63 million contract to keep him. So obviously, look, the Giants have spent approximately $123 million in guaranteed money over the past week. You know, that trails just the Patriots and the Cowboys in spending in free agency. The Giants obviously are showing an urgency to improve their roster after going 6-10 last year and finishing second in a weak NFC East division. You know, Jackson received a $13.5 million signing bonus and will get $16 million in the first year. The contract can reach $44.5 million if he hits incentives. It was a bit of a surprise that Jackson hit the market. You know, the Titans picked up his fifth-year option for 2021, but then released him last week on the day before his salary became guaranteed. You know, the move saved them $10 million in salary cap space. Tennessee added former Giants cornerback Janoris Jenkins. So, obviously, Jackson started 41 games over the past 4 years for the Titans. A knee injury forced him to miss the first 13 games last year. You know, he came back for the final 3 games of the regular season and Tennessee's playoff loss to the Ravens. He has 2 career interceptions, 33 pass deflections, 3 forced fumbles, and 2 fumble recoveries. Jackson can also return kicks and punts. Pro Football Focus rated him the 8th best cornerback out of 115 in 2019 with a grade of 79.9. They had him 27th out of 112 corners in 2018 with a grade of 73.0. He did not play enough to qualify last season. So obviously, the Giants, they signed James Bradbury to a 3-year, $45 million contract with $32 million in guaranteed money a year ago in free agency. Bradbury played phenomenal, you know, and was selected to the Pro Bowl. You know, the Giants struggled to find a cornerback to play opposite from him. Obviously, the plan was for a former first-round pick, DeAndre Baker, to start, but he was arrested and then cut. Another draft pick in Sam Bill opted out of the season. Corey Ballantyne, Isaac Yiadom, Ryan Lewis, and Julian Love all ended up starting, but none were the answer. So I think the Giants have found their answer at the second cornerback position. And guys, also the New York Giants. The Giants also signed Ryan Anderson from the Washington football team. Yes. So obviously the Giants are signing a pass rusher in Ryan Anderson as active NFL free, as this NFL free agency becomes really active. So look at, so obviously the Giants are staying really busy. You know, the team signed Ryan Anderson, who is an outside linebacker, to a one-year deal today, according to multiple reports. You know, the contract is worth $1.125 million and will count for $987,500 against the salary cap. Anderson is really good. He was a second-round selection for Washington out of Alabama, another Nick Saban football guy. In 2017, the 26-year-old had 6 sacks in 4 seasons, including a career high 4 in 2019. So obviously, despite those limited stats, he has flashed some of the potential that made him sought after in the draft. Now, Anderson had two sacks and 3 forced fumbles against the Eagles in a December 2019 game. You know, so obviously the Giants have been making big splashes with the signings of receiver Kenny Galladay and cornerback Adoree Jackson, as well as retaining Leonard Williams on a 3-year $63 million deal. Obviously, they have also made a number of smaller moves aimed to improve their front seven, including adding defensive end Ofide Odengbo and veteran linebacker Reggie Ragland. So far, I'm loving what the Giants are doing, you know, how they're trying to fill this roster up, you know, trying to fill the holes in. So, yeah, so far, so good, Giants fans. Guys, it's been crazy, you know. So, yeah. So, guys, I'll give you guys more live updates, so stay tuned as the NFL free agency continues.